Well, there you are, cutie. I was wondering when you were coming home. Yeah, your sister's out. She said she was gonna buy some groceries after work. She wanted snacks for a sleepover tonight. And to get some treats for you, of course. It'll be dark before she comes back. Yeah, I know I could have waited or just went shopping with her. But I know where the spare key is, and I wanted to see you. Don't act so surprised, cutie. You know I love talking to you. Besides, I have to do something while I wait for your sister. It's okay. You don't need to apologize. I didn't wait too long. I knew you'd be home soon. Although you seem to be a few minutes later than normal. Missed the bus? Oh, I'm sorry. I could have picked you up if you needed. I wasn't doing anything. Well, I'm glad you got home safe. You had me worried for a second. You're not one for being late. Oh, relax. I'm just teasing you, honey. I'm not mad. I just worry about you. That's all. Come here. Let me hug you. This feels so nice. I miss your hugs. You can't breathe? I'm so sorry. I must have been squeezing too hard. Are you okay? Did I hurt you? Your face is all red. It's kind of cute. What? I didn't say anything. Oh, did you eat yet? I'm sure you must be starving. Go ahead and put your things away, and I'll cook you something. So, how was your day, cutie? Anything fun happen? Well, that doesn't sound too fun. But you're home now, and we can hang out together. Me? I didn't do much. I've had a... it was alright. The reason I don't sound sure is because I don't want you to worry your pretty little head about it. So, don't. You're adorable. Let's just focus on having fun together, okay? Oh, your blush is so cute. Look at your little face. I want to squish it. I never asked you this, by the way. But do you like physical touch? You know, one of the love languages. Because I don't want to invade, but... You do? That's cute. Aw, there's that little blush again. I can't help it, sweetie. You're too adorable not to tease. Your sister always talks about how cute it is when you get all embarrassed like that. It's one of my favorite things about you. So, what do you want to do? We have a few more hours until your sister gets home. I was thinking of watching a movie and hanging out. I'll even make some popcorn. Yep. I know it's your favorite snack. What do you say? Yeah? Great. You pick. I'll go get some popcorn. Don't forget the blankets, okay? I'll be right back. He's so cute. I wish I could tell him how I feel. Kiss him and hold his pretty face. He might think I'm too old for him. He really doesn't know what a catch he is. Tonight might be the night. Can't believe I nearly messed up in front of him. I wish... Well... It's ready. Here goes nothing. You comfy? I hope I'm not hogging the blankets. I wouldn't be if we were cuddling. What? I didn't say anything. Just about the blanket. So, have you chosen a movie yet? You're comfortable too? Well, I'm glad you're comfortable, cutie. Oh, I'm fine. It's just... Reminds me of when I used to do this with my boyfriend. It was nice. Actually, can we talk? Thank you. You see, the thing is, I wanted to hang out with you today because I was feeling lonely. I know it sounds selfish. I've also been feeling touch-starved. And my boyfriend broke up with me 2 weeks ago. It was rough. He helped me escape my worries. And no, I haven't told anyone. Not even his sister. I was waiting for tonight to tell her. She normally understands. Thank you. You're so sweet. He's so close. I hope you can't feel my heartbeat. Now's a good time as any to tell him. Listen, there's something else I need to tell you. I like you. I know, unexpected. The thing is, I've had feelings for you ever since you started high school. I didn't want to tell you because I didn't think you would believe me. And because your sis would kill me if she found out. Yeah, I was dating others in hopes I would move on. But it wasn't enough. When my boyfriend broke up with me, I decided it was time to tell you how I feel. You're so adorable and kind. I'm quite frankly surprised no one has asked you out before. But now, I'd like to not only be your first date, but be yours. And have you be mine for as long as you have me. That blush is unbelievably cute. Can't help it. I want to... You know, I didn't think it was possible for your face to get even redder. It's super cute. Lucky for you. Red is my favorite color. For someone who claims they've never been kissed, you do this surprisingly well. I like it. The movie? That can wait. We can watch it later. Now that you're mine, I can satisfy my hunger. What's the matter, cutie? Cat got your tongue? Yes, I'm on top of you. What are you gonna do about it? Good answer. Now can you turn your head for me? Perfect. Hold still, cutie. You're making some really cute noises. Delicious, too. Do you think that all this time I could have had you all to myself? Yes, you can touch me. I'm all yours, baby. This is our moment. What's wrong? You look nervous. Your sister? Nah, I'm not worried about her. We'll just keep this to ourselves for now, cutie. Not that I care if she sees. I've held this in for too long. I love you too. It makes me so happy to hear you say that. The movie? It's up to you. We could start watching, or we could take this to your room if you want. You want to stay like this? That's good, because I don't feel like getting up anyway. You're so warm and cozy. I could just lay here forever with you. I'm sure you wouldn't mind. There's that blush again. You're so easy to tease. I'm gonna have fun playing with you in the future. But for now, I'm kind of tuckered out. You look like you're about to fall asleep too. Come here, sweetie. Good night, my baby. I'll talk to you tomorrow. That smile. Don't ever lose it. Never lose sight of what makes you happy. I wish I could stay here. Your sister's gonna kill me if she finds out. Have sweet dreams, cutie.